We've got Katie ready to take Sam down this morning. How's it going, Katie?
Good morning. I'm doing well.
You're doing well. Okay, so you said you text all the time to play, and this is the first time you've ever got in?
Yes. I'm very excited, but now the pressure is on.
The pressure is on. Deep breath. Exactly. You do have this. It can be a little nerve-wracking. Just take a deep breath. Picture everyone naked. You'll be fine.
You're welcome.
Sounds good.
30 seconds on the clock for our girl, Katie. Let's do this.
Okay, Katie. Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star in this 2013 disaster space movie.
Pass.
What city would you be in if you're staying at the Burj Al Arab Hotel?
What city? Dubai.
In what game can you get 50 extra points for a bingo?
Bingo? I don't know.
If you're not very good at something, you shouldn't give up your what?
Dreams?
What was Newman's job on Seinfeld?
Pass.
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star in this 2013 disaster space movie.
Not Interstellar.
There's time. Oh, don't say it out loud because Sam's coming back in. We don't want to give him any answers.
No, we don't.
All right, Sam is back in from his isolated booth where he was listening to Taylor Swift's Love Story.
Yeah.
We're going back to 2008 with this.
Kind of country there, eh?
A little bit. Before she crossed over,
That's
sure.
Right.
All right, Sam, you are up against Katie this morning.
I hope that you can beat me because someone eventually has to, but we shall see.
It's getting so cocky these days.
I mean, the numbers speak for themselves. Let's just get this win over with, shall we?
All right, 30 seconds. 30 seconds for this guy. Let's go.
Let's go.
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star in this 2013 disaster space movie.
Pass.
What city would you be in if you're staying at the Burj Al Arab Hotel?
Pass.
In what game can you get 50 extra points for a bingo?
Pass.
If you're not very good at something, you shouldn't give up your what?
Day job.
What was Newman's job on Seinfeld?
He was a postal worker.
Sandra Bullock and George Clooney star in this 2013 disaster space
movie. I can't remember the
movie.
Title. I saw it. Pass. And the bingo question, I'll just say bingo.
What city would you be in if you're staying at the Burj Al Arab Hotel?
I don't know. It doesn't matter.
Doesn't matter.
Time's up.
All right. Let's see how you guys made out this morning. Sandra Bullock, George Clooney star in this 2013 disaster space movie. It was Gravity.
Gravity.
Was such a good movie.
Really good.
Now I want to watch it again.
I had sweaty palms the entire time.
Their acting was phenomenal, too. Okay, so you're neither one of you were correct on that one. What city would you be in if you're staying at the Burj Al Arab Hotel? It is Dubai, and Katie knew that.
Oh.
She did.
Nice work, Katie.
What was the pronunciation on that one again?
Burj Al Arab Hotel.
Okay.
How would you pronounce it?
I don't know what it looks like, so I couldn't tell you.
But Katie was correct.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Awesome. Katie had no problem with
it. Yeah, she had no issues at all.
No problem.
In what game can you get 50 extra points for a bingo? The answer is Scrabble, and neither one of you were correct on that one. You can get a bingo in Scrabble.
That's what it's called. That's when you use all seven letters that you have.
Mm. Oh, that's what it is. Never knew because never played Scrabble.
All right. If you're not very good at something, you shouldn't give up your day job. Sam was correct on that one. I wanted to give it to Katie, too. She said, don't give up on your dreams. She's not wrong. She's not wrong, though,
Start
right?
your own quote, Katie. Start it.
I think she could.
Get it trending.
Unfortunately, I have to give that one to Sam. What was Newman's job on Seinfeld? He was a mailman or a postal carrier, and Sam was unfortunately correct on that one as well.
So?
Sam
right, I'll let you have it today, Sam.
Oh, will you? That's very nice of you. Thank you.
Unfortunately.
Even though I earned it fair and square.
Katie, next time you have to just be more boastful like he is. I think that might be the secret.
Yeah,
I think so, too. All right.
We loved having you play this morning, though. Try again soon, okay?
All right, sounds good. Have a good day.
You too, you Katie. Too. Thanks for listening.
You know, she may have lost, but she still invented an inspirational quote today, right?
Sure, yeah.
Never, what was it again?
That one burns me. Don't give up your dreams. That's true.
Put it on the wall, right? It's somewhere.
True. All right, we've got Noemi from Mirabelle ready to take Sam down this morning. Hey.
Hi.
How's it going?
It's going great.
Good. Okay, so you were kind of shocked, but are you ready to do this thing? You feel like you're smarter than Sam? Okay. Amazing. Noemi, we've got 30 seconds on the clock for you, and I think today all of Montreal is cheering for you, actually.
We are in this room, that's for sure. Okay, here we go. What is the flag of the United Kingdom often called?
Oh, God, pass.
What type of wall is meant to protect a computer network from hackers?
Firewall.
On the TV show CSI, what does the C stand for?
Crime.
When ordering something, what does COD stand for?
Cash on delivery.
Waltzing Matilda is the unofficial national anthem of what country?
pass.
What is the flag of the United Kingdom often called?
I don't know.
Okay. All right. Okay.
You did very well. There's a buzzer. We're going to bring Sam back in from his isolated booth. He was listening to Summer Nights. We mentioned that the Grease movie
is now a spinoff.
Is getting a spinoff show. Exactly.
How long will it last? No one knows.
I think I'm the only one excited too. We're getting texts being like, that's going to be so bad. All right. Speaking of bad, Sam.
Oh, very nice segue there.
Thank you. Hopefully, Noemi takes you down this morning. She's from Mirabelle, and she did a very good job, actually.
Well, good is not going to cut it today. Okay. We need excellent here.
Wow. Okay, here we go. You ready?
Let's do it.
What is the flag of the United Kingdom often called?
Pass.
What type of wall is meant to protect a computer network from hackers?
Firewall.
On the TV show CSI, what does the C stand for?
Crime.
When ordering something, what does COD stand for?
Cash on delivery.
Waltzing Matilda is the unofficial national anthem of what country?
Waltzing Matilda. It's Scotland.
What is the flag of the United Kingdom often called?
You know? I honestly don't know.
I thought that was your answer. No. You know.
No idea.
None.
Just okay. None.
Not a clue.
All right. Okay.
Not
too
bad.
Let's see how you guys made out. What is the flag of the United Kingdom often called? The answer is Union Jack. And neither one of you were correct on that one.
Once you say it,
oh, of course.
It rings a bell.
It all comes back to you when you're a genius. Exactly. What type of wall is meant to protect a computer network from hackers? It's a firewall. You both get that right.
Nice.
On the TV show CSI, what does the C stand for? The answer is crime. And you were both correct.
Nice.
When ordering something, COD stands for cash on delivery. And you both got that right.
Mm-hmm.
And the final question, Waltzing Matilda is the unofficial national anthem of what country? And I love when Sam gets questions wrong that
he
answers
so
with
confident.
Such conviction.
Oh, no, yeah. Was it Scotland?
No, it's Australia. Not even close.
Oh, well,
not
I always sing
close.
It with the Scottish accent.
Oh, so. Well, you'd be wrong in doing that. That means we've got a tie this morning.
Okay, great, but I'm still going to sing the Scottish accent.
Okay, you have to answer the tiebreaker with the Scottish accent. Okay. Sam is leaving the room once again. No, Amy, do you know how the tiebreaker works?
Yes.
Okay, 5 seconds to answer. It is a number. Whoever comes closest is going to be the winner, okay?
Sure.
That 5 seconds goes by very quick, so make sure you say something. All right, okay. Noemi, how many minutes long is the movie A Star is Born?
300 minutes.
300 minutes. All right, we're going to bring Sam back in. We're going to ask him the same question.
It's a long movie.
Hello, Sam. Hello, Sam from Scotland.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, Sam, how many minutes long is the movie A Star is Born?
Oh, 119.
119 minutes?
Just under 2 hours.
All right, the question was, how many minutes long is A Star is Born? The answer is 134 minutes.
Ooh, okay.
Noemi said 300, Sam said 119.
Titanic wasn't even 300 minutes.
Yeah, it's a long movie.
Unfortunately, that makes Sam the winner, Noemi.
It's okay.
It doesn't make him
bad.
Him smarter because he guessed how long a movie was. Like, they're all around 2 hours. We loved having you on, though, and we'd love for you to try again, okay?
Perfect. Absolutely.
All right. Have a great day. Thanks for listening.